So today I want to focus on what are the five things to consider when buying a watch and starting a collection. There's no handbook. You know, everybody has a different formula on how they, you know, what they consider when buying a watch and starting a collection. But being in the industry all over 30 years, what is it that I look for? Number one, the first thing is, do you like it? How does it make you feel? You know, is it something that you love? Do you have an emotional connection? Does it resonate with your personality or your personal story? That is first and foremost. It doesn't matter what anybody tells you. Everybody has an opinion, especially with social media and information becoming readily available. But first and foremost, do you like it? Second, is it comfortable? How does it fit on the wrist? Is it top heavy? How's the strap? How are the lugs? Is it too light? Is it uncomfortable? You know, that is very, very important. Number three, which is huge, can you see yourself wearing this for a long period of time over the next, you know, 15, 20 years? Is it something classic that, you know, despite how many watches you have, can you pull out at any moment and say, yeah, I can wear this with anything at any time, any place, anywhere? Now, not every watch you buy has to be like this. These are just, if you're starting a collection and you're being thoughtful about the collection that you're starting or creating, these are my criteria. There are some watches you're just going to buy because you felt impulsive to buy it and you're going to wear it and it doesn't really matter. But if you're serious about starting a collection, these are my sort of guidelines. So does it have longevity? You know, is it versatile? How does it, you know, look in your collection? Can you wear it with a suit? Can you wear it with jeans? Can you wear it with pretty much anything? Number four, financial consideration. Is this something that you can buy right away without thinking about it? Or do you have to think about it? I don't want to say, do you have to lease it, even though you can. These days, there are watch clubs you can essentially have fractional ownership of. But I'm talking about watches, a watch that you're buying for your collection. You know, is it something that you have to get a loan out to buy it? Is it too expensive? Should you even consider it because you don't want to put yourself in debt? This is a very important thing, obviously, when you're looking to buy a watch. You don't want to put yourself so far out that it becomes like a college education that you can never pay off. That would be a horrible feeling just for one watch. But I do know some people who are in that situation because they're just psycho crazy about watches. Number five, investment potential. Now, this is a very tricky one. I predicted a long time ago that watches would become investments. Certain watches, not every watch. And what's insane is that that has become almost, that has trumped everything else these days. You know, like, is it a good investment? Should I buy it? What, you know, how much is it going to yield me? Can I buy it and wear it in a few months, flip it and make more money? Honestly, this should be your last consideration. It's important. We don't want anything to lose value, but there are going to be watches that you're going to buy that may not necessarily hold their value and may not, you know, double in value or triple in value or, you know, move the needle at all in the plus direction. It may be the exact opposite. You may lose a little bit of money. You may lose 10, 15, 20% on what you paid for a watch, but you've got to be okay with that too, you know? Not everything is going to be a home run, but yes, if you're looking to build a serious watch collection, investment potential is important, especially, I would say, if you're going to invest a significant amount of money. Now, a significant amount of money for me may be completely different for what a significant amount of money for you might be. For you, a significant amount of money may be, you know, $1,000. For me, a significant amount of money may be, you know, anything over $500. It just depends. what we're talking about and who you are. But from my experience, a significant amount of money is really anything over, I'd say, $5,000. That's a significant amount of money to me on a watch. Now, in the grand scheme of what watches cost today, a lot of people will say, well, that's nothing. $5,000 for a nice watch that's an investment? No, that's cheap. For most people, it's a dream that they may not ever achieve. So, but, you know, like I have clients that, you know, they spend over $100,000 on a watch. That is a serious investment, you know. That's like buying a property in certain states, you know. And there are watches that, of course, when you get to that point, you have to be really smart. Like, you're not just going to drop $100,000 on a watch because you like it or because it feels good. Maybe some people do. But for the most part, the people I work with, even if money is no consideration at all and they can have anything they want on any given day, one of the main things they're going to consider is, how is it going to hold up against the market in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? And so that's really important. You know, the investment in what you're purchasing is something definitely to consider, but it is not number one in my opinion, because then it takes the joy out of collecting these things. It takes the joy out of wearing these things. It takes the joy out of finding these things. It takes the joy out of understanding how these things work. So it's definitely something to consider. And especially when you're building a significant watch collection, it's a journey. It's about finding pieces that, you know, resonate, fit comfortably, serve a purpose, align with your financial goals, and potentially serve as a wise investment. Each watch, from a simple Swatch to a sophisticated FB Journe, has its own tale that's waiting to be woven into the fabric of the owner's life. And that's a direct excerpt from the article I wrote about this, which I will definitely link in the description so you can read it out, with the five different points I just made, with scenarios that can help you understand what these five things are that you should consider when buying a watch and building a collection. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com or visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Rock on, fly back, and stay healthy.